I want to introduce just the thought of your marginal reading and the Darby translation. I think it's helpful to see, because I think there are two things here. And I think the order is obviously divine. If the first part is not true, the second part cannot be true. If the peace of Christ is not ruling, then the word of Christ will not be dwelling. We want really to get hold of that. The peace of Christ, it's a strong word. Rule, as Tony has said, means that it has control. Now, Alex has shown us these verses in Philippians. And lots of times, young people, it's not unique to young people. Our prayers are for God to come in on our behalf and change something externally. We want him to come in and move things around so they are to our liking better. But I'm going to suggest to you that there's something eminently greater than God changing the circumstances that we're in. It's him changing me to fit the circumstances. Paul's in prison. Daniel and his companions are in the worst of circumstances, and God doesn't change the circumstances. He gives grace to Daniel and his friends to live for the Lord, or his companions, to live for Christ in the middle of circumstances that are adverse. But I'll tell you what they did have using the New Testament language. They had the peace of Christ. No matter if it was Nebuchadnezzar's palace, no matter what was going on there, no matter what the demands that were upon them, they had the peace of Christ. And because they had the peace of Christ, they could not bow. They could not eat what others would partake of. So it's a far greater thing for us. I do want to say this, that you may come from an assembly, and I don't want to forget what Tony has said. There are meetings where there are difficulties today. I want to say to you personally, make them a matter of prayer for yourself. Pray for your brethren, but recognize that, again, the answer is not to leave that situation. What is the answer for you and I? I'm going to tell you, in every difficulty that comes up, there are two possibilities. I'm part of the problem, or I'm part of the solution. And this is what we have here, that we as young people want to be part of the solution, whether it's in our homes, with our mother and father, with our siblings, with the brethren that we gather with in the world. Always try to be a part of a solution to make a bad situation better, not part of the problem. And we don't mean by this that we allow things to go on that are wrong. That's not what we're saying. So I just hope the peace of Christ ruling, then the word of Christ can dwell. And I'm going to give you some commas to put in this verse. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, comma. Then it says, in all wisdom. Where's that wisdom come from? That's not the wisdom of men. That's not university learning. This is the Spirit of God working in your heart and mind. In all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another. Comma. Stop there. I might think I'm very able to teach. But am I open for someone to admonish me? To come up and say, Brother Chuck, have you considered this? Have you looked at the end of this? It's a two-way street right here. One is instruction given. One is instruction received. I want to be open to both of those. And then lastly, it says teaching and admonishing one another, comma, in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord.
To add to the first part of what you were saying about our circumstances, we know from the book of Philippians the key word there is joy. And here is a man in prison, and he could be in joy. And here is the same man in prison again, or in prison also. And there's a key word that we've been mentioning. I think it's in every chapter, maybe twice in one of the chapters. We had it in every day so far, and we've mentioned it before. It's thanksgiving. this chapter is filled with time after time where he has a spirit of being thankful, or encouraging us to be in a spirit of thanksgiving. And so again, we see that he's one that could say that I have learned in whatsoever situation I am therewith to be content. So it's a process. It's not something that comes naturally, certainly, to the old man. It's not something that comes overnight. But Paul had to learn it, and he's encouraging us to learn it as well, to be in a spirit of thankfulness in spite of the circumstances that might be around us.
Just had a thought to try to emphasize. There's been much said here with regards to verse 15 and verse 16. And I want us to see here that there is that individual result of Christ in my heart and the collective result. Okay? So we have in verse 15, you have the peace of God ruling in your hearts. These are individual hearts, yours and mine. Okay? To the which you're also called in one body. There's the collective part. So there is the result here that there is a collective testimony. The one body in this world is the testimony of all believers. The one body of Christ joined together in one. The one body, okay, that represents Christ in this world. And so there's that collective aspect, which is an outflow of my individual condition. It continues in verse 15, in verse 16, where we have spoken of the word of Christ dwelling in you richly, that's in each one of us, and teaching and admonishing one another. Okay? And this is in the collective aspect, you and I together, and in a manner now that is characteristic of Christ in our hearts, and what we've been speaking about with all of these different qualities that we've had, seven of them laid out nicely before us. And all of this is, we take it individually. So I want us to understand, this is for you and I in our individual walk. Okay? Then we have the result of it in our walk, in our relationship, our fellowship, our communion together, one with another, as members of the one body of Jesus Christ. And what is the end result of all of that? It is, and this is the desire that Christ had for the one body in this world, is that there is a united testimony of Christ in you and I collectively together that glorifies him as the head of that body. So the head of you and I individually, of our lives individually, then he is the head of that one body of all believers, and that gives a testimony in this world to Christ rejected but raised as head in heaven.
How are we doing so far?
Yeah, good.
What I like about the Apostle Paul
is he practiced what he preached. There is a real example of a man who the peace of Christ ruled in his heart. The word of Christ dwelled richly in him. As a result of that, singing and praising. And I just draw your attention to him in the Philippian jail. There, a man in jail, in the inner jail, in a very dark circumstances, was beaten just before that. The peace of Christ was ruling in his heart. The word was dwelling richly in him. What were they doing at midnight? Mourning and groaning about their bad luck and what had happened to them? They were singing and praising God. They were giving thanks. What happened as a result of that? The wonderful verse. What must I do to be saved? That's as a result. You see the fruit of that? These things are very practical. If you put them in practice, there will be fruit. Souls will be saved. Others will be impressed because that's something I have not seen before. That jailer never seen anybody beaten like that and not cursing and swearing and doing all kind of stuff and getting revenge. He never seen anything like that. Could these things possibly happen to us to produce these fruit? Paul and Silas, there is an example of it. If it happened to them, it could happen to us in whatever circumstances we are in. If we have the peace ruling, if we have the word dwelling, we will be able to sing praises.